Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the Wikipedia page for Wisconsin Butterfire. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding everybody to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe so that you can listen to more non-water flood episodes like this one.
Indeed. This is a recurring thing where we do episodes about non-water floods because that's, you know, how we roll. That's who we are.
Yeah, at WikiListen, we love a non-water flood.
We certainly do.
Wisconsin Butterfire. The Wisconsin Butterfire.
I'm sorry. We're like, we love non-water floods, and we're like, let's go. Wisconsin Butterfire. We sound like idiots.
Yeah, I know.
You'll see what we mean.
Yeah, it was listed in the non-water floods as Wisconsin Butter Flood, and then the article is Wisconsin Butterfire. So,
but you'll see why.
Yeah. The Wisconsin Butterfire, also known as the Butter Flood, Great Cheese Fire, and Great Butter Fire, was a fire and flood of processed meat and dairy that began on May 3, 1991, at a large storage facility in Madison, Wisconsin. The fire continued for 8 days. Oh, kind of like the candles on the first Hanukkah.
Or creation in Christianity.
There were no fatalities, but it caused millions of dollars in damages. The incident is known as the biggest commercial fire in Wisconsin state history and the Madison Fire Department's biggest and most expensive challenge.
Background. The fire occurred as America's butter surplus was near its peak when the U.S. government purchased excess quantities of government cheese and butter in efforts to keep prices stable. Due to the overzealous government purchasing, farmers increased production of milk and butter fat by 30% between 1974 and 1990. Even though consumer demand was not increasing, a Wisconsin Daily State Journal article titled "The Butter Cup Runneth Over" from April 1990 reported that 330 million pounds, that is 150,000 tons, of dairy product were sitting in warehouses.
We should read the page on the cheese caves. I bet there's a page on that.
All right.
The cheese caves continue to hold all of this extra government cheese that was created. The fire and the flood. First flames. This sounds like an emo album. On May 3rd, 1991, flames broke out in the late afternoon at the Central Storage and Warehouse Company on Cottage Grove Road, a 500,000 square foot, 46,000 meters squared complex that stored 10 to 15 million pounds, 4,500 to 6,800 tons of government surplus butter. At the time of the fire, the building also stored Ocean Spray cranberries and, quote, millions and millions of hot dogs, according to an employee. Oscar Mayer stored 4 million pounds, 1,800 tons of sausages in the facility. Building owner Ken Williams stated that the fire grew so quickly that the sprinkler systems were not able to even work.
Oh, this is great. I'm glad our food is so flammable.
Yeah, apparently. According to a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources report, the damages included bakery products, hams, and 1,000 pounds, 450 kilograms of anhydrous ammonia. It took about 20 hours to contain the blaze and 8 days until the fire was officially out.
A firefighter reported flames 300 feet, 91 meters high. There were about 25 employees present at the factory and none were injured.
Due to the thick, fatty pool of dairy, ladder trucks could not effectively enter and leave the area, nor could fuel trucks enter to refill the ladder truck's gas tanks. Instead, mechanics traveled through the Butter River on foot with 5 U.S. gallon, 19-liter, 4.2 IMP gallon buckets of diesel fuel. Spraying water at the building caused more gooey melted cheese and butter to flow out. Nearly 3,000 nearby Madison residents were evacuated on Friday night and moved to a high school because firefighters thought the flames might spread. The neighbors reported a horrible stench. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you practice fire safety.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. And now, a section that brought us here, Butter Flood. After about 2.5 hours, the fire spread to a second factory building. 5 hours later, the building collapsed, creating a massive wave of melted butter. The fire threatened the facility's anhydrous ammonia tanks. Quote,
"Once the walls caved in, the butter came out like a river,"
said Fire Lieutenant Berggren. City crews constructed levees to contain the dairy and lard.
Firefighters had to wade through viscous, slippery pools of butter and cheese that were 2 to 3 feet, 60 to 90 centimeters high, with 5-foot, 1.5-meter deep ponds in some places. Wow. The melted dairy made it difficult to use typical equipment, so firefighters remained outside the building, trudging upstream through a hot flow. Firefighter Stephen Davis reported having butter in places a guy shouldn't have butter by the end of that night. This is a nightmare for those of us with lactose intolerance.
I wonder what places he meant that a guy shouldn't have butter.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it sounds like his sex life is not very interesting. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. That was the joke.
Ha 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 ha.
That was sort of human-like. Cleanup and legacy. The Environmental Protection Agency states that butter spills have similar effects on wildlife to petroleum-based oil spills. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources worked to prevent the river of cream and cheese from clogging tubes and polluting local bodies of water. To contain the sluggy runoff of dairy, it constructed multiple dams to protect Starkweather Creek, which feeds into Lake Monona. City employees of Madison steered the Butter River into a stormwater discharge pond near the highway. But when the pond overflowed, some of its contents were pumped across the railroad tracks into another pond. The fire and subsequent dairy flood caused major financial losses, including $7.5 million in property damages, $16.8 million in 2023, $70 million in content, that's $157 million in 2023 money, and nearly $2.24 million in 2023 in fire control costs. The cleanup costs approximately $550,000. You guys want to know what that is in 2023? Let me tell you, it's $1.23 million in 2023 and was mostly paid by the Central Storage and Warehouse Company and a grant from the USDA.
On May 7, 1991, arson investigators ruled the fire to be an accident that originated near a battery-propelled forklift. An informal year-end survey by the Madison Capital Times named the Butter Fire the most important local news story of 1991. In October 2011, more than 20 years after the flames, The central storage and warehouse company finished reconstruction along with a 42,000 square foot, 3,900 meter square freezer. Wow, that took a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine the sheer amount of food they were like describing, like in the tons. What is multiple thousands of tons of butter? How much is that? That's a lot. It's got to be.
Enough to create 5 foot deep ponds of butter and rivers of it.
So much butter.
That is so much butter. This has been the Wikipedia page for Wisconsin Butterfire. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to smash the fire extinguisher.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.